You save us!
You help us!
We are protected!
Hey everyone, and welcome to I'm Not Here to Make Friends,
a Big Brother podcast.
There we go. I guess we can officially say it.
I always say that. It's a Big Brother podcast. My name is Brian.
I'm Allison.
And with us, as always, from the Have Not Room all the way in Chicago, Illinois, it is everyone's favorite, Big Brother Mike. How you doing, Big Brother Mike?
I'm doing good. It's me.
Is there another Chicago that you had to say Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago.
Like, you stuttered a little bit and then went Illinois.
I almost didn't say it, but I was like, I should say it. And that was the hesitation there. There's probably another Chicago somewhere.
Hashtag Americans are stupid.
Oh.
I'm putting it right out there. Americans stupid.
We're going to be talking about Big Brother today. We're going to be talking about the last couple episodes from last Sunday's episode.
We're going to be talking about, what, week 10,
I think it is? All the way to the eviction on Thursday.
The double eviction on
double
Thursday.
Double evictions on Thursday.
What the what?
But first and foremost, Brian, I think you have to do something.
Yeah, I do. That's right. I'm drinking a beer. It's a True Blonde Ale from Ska Brewing in Durango, Colorado. It's delicious and good.
There you go. I'm just drinking some carbonated water. I just woke up from a little bit of a nap. So, it's hot here today, guys. It's hot in the studio.
It's a warm day in Southern California.
What's the weather like over there, Big Brother Mike?
It's hot and sticky.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking coffee.
That'll cool you right down.
Cools you.
It's like Montrose, you know? You're rock candy, baby. You're hot, sweet, and sticky.
That sounded disgusting.
So where do we want to start?
Well, where we last left off, there was the...
Davon was just...
No.
That was the beginning of last week's podcast. Look at back-to-back weeks, back-to-back shows.
We're so consistent now.
Yeah, we're back on the train, or whatever you say.
Back on the consistency train?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So where we last left off, there was the HOH competition going on where they were getting hit. By hands.
Oh, that's right. The spinny
and,
spins.
Uh-huh. And
hand job competition.
And the jury members were all in it to see which jury member was going to come back. And that jury member could also become HOH if they're the last one on that little pedestal thing.
Yes.
Spinning around.
That little 5-pound weight.
Getting smacked in the hand.
True.
Getting smacked by a hand.
Smack down.
People don't last very long in that competition. There were people that fell before the end of our last episode.
Yeah.
But it came all the way down.
Because Liz was hit by the fickle finger of fate with that hand. The big finger hit her in the head.
It wasn't Austin's.
Oh, gross.
So it comes all the way down to our boy Johnny Mac.
Yep.
And Vanessa. So Johnny Mac is officially back in the house. He makes it back
Yay.
In. He is the juror that makes it back in. And thank God, because I didn't want to stop watching Big Brother.
Yeah.
You wanted to wait a couple of days.
Statistically, when the jurors come back in the house, they don't really have a long second life. However, we'll see what happens with Johnny Mac.
Yeah.
So it comes down to Vanessa and Johnny Mac. Vanessa keeps saying, like, I just want a letter from my girlfriend. You're going to be safe, Johnny. Take the deal. You're going to be safe. Fall off. But Johnny doesn't want to fall off.
No.
He doesn't take the deal, but he does fall.
Yeah.
And Vanessa ends up becoming HOH. Now, Vanessa, what happened before Johnny Mac was evicted is Vanessa and Johnny Mac put their differences behind them and said, look, we got to start working together. You're a low man on their totem pole.
Yeah.
We gotta
You're
start not working
last
together.
Too long, Vanessa. You know that, right?
So let's get a deal going where we work together and potentially have a final two deal here. So Vanessa immediately is holding to that deal and is like, you know what? I don't want to put Johnny Mac up. But now who do I put up? It's less and less people.
Yep.
There's less and less people. So they have to flip because the thing here, the challenge that Vanessa has is that immediately the Aust twins are like, obviously put up Johnny Mac and Steve.
Yeah, duh.
It's so obvious.
Duh.
Put them up. Because we like James and Meg.
Uh-huh.
The only two left are Steve
John
and Johnny
Steve,
Mac.
Yeah.
But, like I said, Vanessa doesn't want to do that. She wants to keep John in the house. So she convinces them, look, we're going to put Meg and James up. And that's what this is going to be, because, you know, Steve and Johnny Mac, they're great pawns to throw up there whenever we need them. And other than that, I don't even really remember how she got the Oz twins on board with this.
I don't think they ever...
Because James was coming after them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Remember, like, James said that...
James said he was coming after you guys, gonna break you up.
They're great people, but they gotta go. Which, to be fair, James did say that, too. But he was just saying that kind of, like, in confidence to Vanessa, like, you know, we gotta eventually get these three out, and they're a big, you know, alliance together. But she used that to make it seem like he was a backstabbing schemer, so they were cool with putting James and Meg up.
Yeah. Plus, Meg is like a competition beast.
Grandma Meg, competition beast. So that was predominantly, you know, Sunday's episode last week. That was predominantly that. We get into the POV episode. Yeah. And, you know...
You tripped on the word episode?
yeah. So we get to the POV episode, and, you know, Meg and James, they're pretty pissy, you know, about being on the block. Well, they're not pissy, but they're not happy.
I want to go back a bit, because when Vanessa was coming back into the house, in her diary room, she kept saying she was going to flip the whole house and draw some real lines in the sand and make everything crazy, and then she just puts up Meg and James. And that's
Meg and James.
That does nothing to put any lines in the sand or flip anything in the house.
No.
It was pretty much the wussiest way out.
Yeah, and the one thing that I didn't mention is that James was like, should I go talk to Vanessa and tell her about that deal we made back, like, before when I was HOH? Yeah. Should we do that? And he's like, he goes, I don't want to be that person.
What was the deal?
That he would be, if ever Vanessa was again HOH, until the final, I think they said...
Final five, seven.
Yeah.
Seven, that he would be safe. No, he would be safe, and if it was before final seven, he could pick another person to also be safe with him.
Ah, that's right.
If it was after seven, it was just him.
Just James.
And he's like, should I go tell her that? And he's like, no, I don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
I don't want
to... But I really wanted her to tell him that.
Yeah, I wanted to see him tell her that, too.
Because I wanted him to say, well, I wanted Vanessa to eventually come out and go, well, when you guys were battling out, when you were battling the girl, Shelly, for HOH, she made a deal with you and said, keep me and Clay safe. And you said, absolutely. And then when you nominated them, you said, oh, I'm the HOH. I make the rules, bitches.
I think James might have been saving that in his back pocket just in case if he got to the final two with Vanessa and he tried to claim, and she tried to make some claim how he bounces checks, you know, in that, like, when he got rid of Shelly and, got rid of Clay, he could be like, well, you did the same exact thing week 9 to me and Meg. And he might have been saving that as just a little, like, you're no better than me even though you seem to think you are. That only works if he gets that far in the game, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what I thought was interesting is that when he did go and talk to Vanessa a little bit, he was like, look, we don't play the game the same, blah, 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 and you play the game too hard. And she got, like, really upset about that. She's like, you're going to make me cry. You need to get out of here.
Well, the best
is
when she's like, did you win Big Brother last year? You don't need to tell me that I'm playing too fast and too hard. You don't know. And actually, Derek, the winner of last year, twittered, Vanessa, you're playing the game too hard. James is right.
Nice.
but they start out with the conversation. It's like, James, I just want to let you know, I'm already in a bad mood.
Yeah, I remember that. I'm already in a bad mood.
So piss me off a little bit more. Come on, go tell me how terrible I am.
Hit my buttons.
Put you up.
I don't think James was trying to piss her off either, and I think she wanted to be pissed off by James.
Yeah.
So she could have more justification for putting him and Meg up.
Yeah.
Did you just call me a bully? Did you just call me a bully?
See what happened to Johnny Mac.
That's right. All right, piss me off. I'm sending Meg home.
So James and Meg are on the block. We get to the POV competition. Now, this POV competition, pure chance, but total fun.
Yeah.
I do something in my little kid heart. Loves this competition. So you have to hide a veto symbol.
Yeah.
And it's a rectangle.
It's good size. It's about the size of a sheet of paper, it looked like.
Yeah.
Maybe a slight bit smaller.
And you
yeah.
have to hide it somewhere in the Big Brother house.
Yep.
People are hiding it. In past, a lot of favorite places are in the trash can.
Yep.
In cereal boxes. This time we had a lot of unzipped cushions.
Yes.
And inside cushions. Austin hid his in a duvet. Because everyone was playing except Johnny Mac and Steve. And so, there was, Meg hid hers in, like, the little nook under the day bed. Austin, we said, he unzipped the duvet, unzipped it back up. Vanessa hid hers in the living room, unzipped the cushion,
cushion. Yeah, in one of the main couches.
Liz, or Julia.
Liz hid hers in a pizza box.
In the pizza box, which is so stupid. Don't put anything in food boxes anymore. That's the first place everybody looks now. So pizza box, and then the other twin put it in the little corner nook room.
Yeah.
It unzipped the cushion, put it in there. And then James took the carpet up in the living room and put it, like, under the couch, under the carpet.
Yeah.
So that was a good one. So, and then each person would get a turn to go in there, run around for 2 minutes, try to find one. And you didn't know whose you picked.
Nope.
They had a little lock on them, so you didn't know whose you picked. But you brought it back out, and the person who's won didn't get found. Big Brother Hide and Seek wins. And gets the POV. So it was just so much fun watching them run around. James had the most fun.
He just wanted to destroy the house. He wasn't even looking.
He was just throwing cereal around, throwing candy around. Well, his big thing wasn't so much about finding them. It was about, like, hiding his again.
Yeah.
Not moving it, but, like, make it look like people
have been through that area and found nothing. Yeah.
So he did find one, though. I'm pretty sure everybody found one. I don't think anybody doubled up. Did Vanessa find two?
I think either Vanessa or James found two.
So it was a fun, sorry, I had to take a sip of water. It was a fun competition, but again, pure luck. You don't know when you're going to find it. You don't know who's you're picking up.
Yeah, you don't know who you're eliminating out of the game.
You have no idea. It turns out that James found Meg's.
Yeah.
Which is so funny. Everybody got found except for James. So he wins POV.
James, big winner.
So he gets to take himself off the block. And the big thing now is who's going to go up on the block?
Next to Meg. People go up next to Meg, the other person always goes home.
Yeah. So, who are we going to put up on the block?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, obviously, we don't want to put up Johnny Mac still. Because that's still the game plan. So, your options are really Steve or one of the Oz twins.
Yep.
Now, I was surprised, at least in the broadcast version, how quickly Vanessa immediately went to, well, Julia, it has to be you.
Yeah.
And how quickly they kind of went, I don't wanna, okay. Like, I thought it was going to be a huge to-do.
Yeah,
you have Vanessa, do I do this, do I not, or do I just put Steve up and play safe, and if Steve goes home, who cares? But Steve also has deals with Vanessa. They have also mended bridges.
Yeah.
And also won a final two deal. So it's, you know, it behooves, you know, Vanessa to convince them to put Julia on the block. Now, me personally, I would have put Liz on the block. And made a
power move. Actually draw a line in the sand and flip the house.
But the more I thought,
that's
bad for Vanessa's game. Though. Yes, it's good for everybody else's game.
But it's bad for Vanessa because Austin would have come after you like a lover scorned.
Yeah.
So
that's right. So that's why Julia.
Julia was the better.
Julia's the perfect target because everybody knew that she made a deal with Johnny Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the Austrians are working a little bit with Steve, so they really don't want him to go up. And then you can't control what they're going to do if it's Steve up against Meg, because they have the two votes and you only need three. So Vanessa's looking for somebody where you know two people are definitely going to vote one way. So the worst case it could be is a tie. And then you get to break the tie. So if you put up one of the twins, then you know the other twin and Austin are going to automatically vote out Meg, which means we've got no worse than a tie, and then Vanessa gets to decide who comes and goes.
Absolutely. So my
that's why Julia was the perfect
choice. At second thought, of course, Julia is perfect.
I mean, I don't think I would have minded Julia going up if Vanessa hadn't did that diary room saying how she was gonna flip the house and change alliances and draw new lines in the sand. Cause she didn't do any of that really. She strengthened her bond with John and Steve. And that's about it. Like, she didn't really make as much change as she was saying she was going to with her HOH reign.
So now it comes down, really, because like Big Brother Mike said, Austin and Liz are obviously going to vote to get rid of Meg and to keep Julia. Really comes down to Johnny Mac and Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we say, all right, do you do it? Do you pull the trigger? Do you have enough confidence in your deal with Vanessa to you know, and to work with Meg? Can you get Meg coming? You know, can you get James coming? You know, because James is obviously going to vote to keep Meg.
Yeah.
You need one more for a split vote, two more to win, right? Two more to have the numbers. So it comes down to Johnny Mac and Steve. Now, I really wanted to see them vote out Julia.
Me too.
And Steve and Vanessa have a conversation, and Steve says, look, do we flip it? Well, actually, Johnny Mac comes over and says, do we flip it? And Steve's like, I don't know. He goes and he talks to Vanessa. Vanessa says, well, what are you thinking? Maybe we get rid of Julia, Steve says. And Vanessa's like, you see her in her mind start doing her poker player math of the different moves that could potentially happen if that happens. And she goes, what, and work with James and Meg? Yeah. And she kind of does her math again, and Steve says, well, look, you and me, we have deals, you know, to get us to Final Five with Scamper Squad. I want a deal that gets us to Final Two.
Yeah.
Final Five's not good enough at this point. And Vanessa, again, you kind of see her mind start going. And her main thing was, if you think James and Meg are going to work with us, you're crazy. And I think that is not a fair assessment.
And that was Vanessa.
Well, no, that's the fair assessment if by we, you mean Vanessa.
Yeah, Vanessa will not be worked with.
Vanessa's big thing is she tries to guilt you, and then she tries to tell you that what's best for her game is best for your game.
Yeah.
But she doesn't tell you that. She's only telling you that it's best for your game without mentioning hers. Of course it's best.
Yeah.
It's best for one of the Oz twins to go away and keep Meg and James. That's a much better game move for Johnny and Steve. And it's a terrible move for Vanessa.
But I think Vanessa, though, if you have the strength of John and Steve and their stamp of approval, say, look, she wants to get them out. She wins competitions. We still need her on our side. Let's work with her. I think James and Meg might go along with it. Steve and Johnny Mac did, and Johnny Mac's still here for a week. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, I don't think they would automatically just say no. They would see the options.
But that also burns the bridge with the Oz twins between Vanessa, which she doesn't want at all.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't necessarily matter, though. Well, but again, you hit it right on that nail right on the head. Vanessa didn't want to do it because it's good for everybody except Vanessa and the Oz twins, because if they put up Julia and Julia goes. Okay, Vanessa couldn't vote, so that's going to be Johnny Mac, Steve, and James voting out Julia. So they're fine, but then Vanessa can't, you know, compete in the next HOH. So it's a 4-on-2. It's everybody in the house against Austin and Liz. If I'm Johnny Mac or Steve, I'm taking those odds.
Yeah.
I think, though, too, if you got rid of Julia
and you can still keep your alliance with Vanessa, because she can just say, hey, I don't know. I put it up. The math made sense.
That's what I was just going to say.
They flipped the house on me, those rotten bastards.
That's what I thought they were. That's why I thought Vanessa would see this as a good move, because she could play the dumb card and still work with both teams if necessary. She can say, look, I didn't know this was going to happen, you know.
Very true.
It's still worse for Vanessa than
keeping
Julia in the house. Okay, it only weakens her position. It's not a bad position for her to be on because she does. The only blood she has is putting Julia up, but then everybody's going after Steve and Johnny Mac for flipping. Because who else was she going to put up? She'll just have to come back and say, well, who else was I supposed to put up?
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't want to put up Steve. I promised Johnny. Did you want me to put up Liz or you put up Austin? Then it would have been one of you two guys going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I would have liked to see it happen. I think, being a John and Steve fan,
yeah.
I would have liked to see it happen. I really didn't mind if Vanessa's, you know, power went down a little bit because losing, I mean, let's be fair. You never know what's going to happen. And
yeah.
I think that no matter what, whoever makes that first strike against the Oss twins, it's going to be difficult for them.
Yes.
No matter what. Right? But I think now there's still, if you do it now, there's still enough people in the house to support you and change, you know, like try and get numbers if something bad happens.
Yeah.
Well, here's the change in strategy though. The house guests, until just a little bit before the live broadcast, had no idea that there was a double eviction this week. They were all assuming it was going to be next week. So everybody was in the mindset of, I just want to get to next week. If Meg has to go, then fine. James is only going to be mad at Vanessa for putting them up. So Johnny Mac and Steve are still good. So they're safe. The Oss twins aren't, you know, sure. James is going to go after to try to break up the twins, but as far as Johnny Mac and Steve are concerned, he's going to go after Vanessa and Liz and Austin before he's going to go after Steve and Johnny Mac. So they're in a position of, I'm going to play safe another week. That's why I was just yelling. I was yelling and screaming at the television on Thursday.
You got to do it. You know, you gotta do it. You gotta do it.
And of course, CBS gives you the impression, yeah, they're flipping.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that up to 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday, it was still going back and forth. I mean, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, it was pretty much, yeah, Meg's going home. But then Johnny Mac and Steve start talking again. It was late as 3 o'clock in the afternoon and they were over, you know, we can still flip this thing. This can still work out. What should we do? And that, but as soon as I saw, you know, the live broadcast just leading us to the point of, yep, they're going to finally take a move. Johnny Mac and Steve are going to finally play the game. It's going to happen. They're going to pull the trigger. As soon as that was the big lead in, you know that it's counter programming. And you know Meg is going home.
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't really like that. I mean, like I said, I thought they should have taken it. The longer you keep a group of three in the game, the harder it is to get rid of them because you don't have the numbers anymore.
Yep.
So at this point, like you said, Big Brother Mike, they're playing for next week. They're not playing to win. They're playing for one more week.
Yep.
And that's not how you win Big Brother.
No.
And I think it's going to be very, very difficult once we get into the next 2 weeks here to, you know, make it past this Oss twins hurdle.
It's going to be very tough.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and Meg made no, hardly any attempt after Tuesday to stay in the house. I mean, she was making her pleas to James. You know, I don't know, what was she rehearsing, what she might eventually say to Johnny Mac and Steve, but just really never said it.
I don't know.
I mean, there were so many different ways that once James won the POV, there were so many ways that she could have stayed in the house.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I would have loved to see a house flip. Because, again, like I said, I mean, we're pretty much guaranteeing at this point a final five with Austin and the twins in it unless something crazy happens. Statistically, you're looking at statistics. Statistics, there's a higher chance that they're going to be winning HOHs. Statistically, there's a higher chance they're going to be winning POVs. You're getting down to the nitty-gritty here. You know, you got to take those odds away from them, especially if you're playing on a two-person, but sometimes three-person, if you're dragging Vanessa into this for a number, you know, scenario. It's, you gotta strike when you have the opportunity. Just like when, so let's just talk about it. We get to the eviction, Meg goes home, unanimous vote, Meg goes home. So her interview with Julie was quite interesting because she goes, well, how do you feel now about keeping Vanessa? when you could have gotten rid of her, because now she made your demise. And she's like, you know, I'd probably be sitting in the same place. I don't, you know, I would have played the same game, you know.
Probably wouldn't have went too much different with Shelley.
Yeah, probably wouldn't have went too much different with Shelley. So her interview was fun, as Meg always is.
Yeah.
Julie asked about James and if you're going to give him a shot as boyfriend material outside the Big Brother house, and the answer was, no, we're just best friends.
Don't be stupid, Julie.
And her interview was somewhat short. Yeah. And you knew that because it's the double eviction. When they were told it was the double eviction, James freaked out.
He started yelling, I knew it.
So we get to the new HOH competition, and this one, the HOH competition was a true-false in regards to some pictures of a BB road trip.
No. Was that the first?
Yes.
Oh, that was first?
Yes.
Okay,
all right. There was
to the BB road trip. Now, these pictures were stupid, and it just took, like, pictures from, of house guests and put them in front of, like, Mount Rushmore or whatever, and they had to remember things about the pictures, and Julie would ask them true-false questions, and Vanessa couldn't play, obviously. And it turns out Liz wins.
Yep.
Huh. I've got to say, I've got to hand it to Liz. That was a very difficult HOH competition.
I agree.
I think, and she got 7 in a row, correct?
Yeah.
And she's up against her sister in the final?
Mm-hmm.
I give them both credit because I had a hard time with those. That's not something that you're able, you can't practice for that. They don't know what's coming.
Yeah, they don't know. So you have to add it to her, but
Steve is out. I mean, everybody got the first question right. Steve was one of the first people out, he and Austin.
Yep. Yeah, and I even got that one right. So
now, what I'm thinking is, did Steve want to throw that HOH?
Because of what happened the last double eviction?
Well, no, it's...
Is it post-traumatic stress for Steve?
Well, again, I'm not sure if he threw it or not. I'm just thinking he probably did because he didn't want to have to be the person that puts up somebody else with James, or if James won, put up two people, that you're working with or supposedly working with. I mean, who is Steve going to nominate if James wins HOH? You were playing safe in the eviction vote. Why would you be aggressive then in your HOH play? But at this time on Thursday, I was still pissed.
Yeah.
Right? I was still pissed that they didn't flip the house. So it's like, fuck it, I don't care. Let him go out. Let him go up. Let Steve go home. Let him and Johnny Mac go up. Let Steve go home. Because I've been waiting for somebody. And I don't expect the Austrians to do anything. Okay, flipping the house.
Yeah, because they're at the top of it. They're not going to do anything.
Well, even if they were only a two-person instead of a three, sometimes four. I would, James, James can use power when he has it, but he's not good at getting it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Steve, and especially Steve knows this game. I mean, you can just see his mother's going to, when he goes out of the house fourth this year. Okay. And it's finale night and his mom's in the audience. He's going to slap him in the back of the head.
He did say, I can hear my mom's voice saying, get out the Austwins, get out the Austwins, when he was debating, because he was debating going back and forth on that, on his vote so long. He was actually making himself physically sick.
Yeah.
And he mentioned, I can hear my mom's voice saying, obviously, get rid of Julia. It's obvious. Get rid of Julia. Take it while you can.
But that's the strong position, but no one has, other than Vanessa, no one has played a strong position all year long. They're going to wait, and they're going to wait, and then they're going to wait and say, okay, this is the week because there's only three left.
Yeah.
At a certain point, it's like, if you don't take the shot, somebody else is going to take the shot at you because there's only 5 people left, and you're going to have an HOH and a POV holder. There's no one, there's no place to run.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you get down to 6, and especially when you get down to 5, if you're not playing aggressively, then you're walking out the door.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's why it would have been great to play aggressively this year, keep James in the house, keep Meg in the house, because if I'm Steve and Johnny Mac, I want to go to the final 3 with Meg.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm anybody in that house, except for like the Oz twins who think that they're going to go by themselves, you know, they're going to be the final three. I want Meg. If I'm Vanessa, I want Meg to go to the final three.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's not going to win the final HOH, and then you have a chance of taking somebody who will be in, you know, at that point, 22 competitions and still hasn't won anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because if you're up against an Austin or a Liz and a Julia, I mean, unless you're Vanessa, you go home.
Yep.
Because you don't win. You don't win. Because even if for some odd reason you make it to final two, right? Some odd miracle, you make it to final two with, you know, Austin or Liz or Julia. I mean, maybe Julia, but if you're up against Austin or Liz, they're probably going to give it to Austin or Liz just because they won so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were in power this whole time.
I'm sitting here trying to figure out if I were each house guest, who I'd want to be in the final three with. And if I'm Austin and Steve, I'm thinking, I don't know. I mean, I got to go up with Julia, even though that's not good because she's going to, if Julia's up there with me in the final two, then I've got,
she's got two votes instantly
against me to start. I don't want to, you know, I mean, so you either want to be up against Johnny Mac and Julia, and that's pretty much just what it is for Steve and Johnny Mac.
Mm-hmm. That's why they have to get all three of them out. You can't let any of them be in the finals because like you said, there's two votes already built into the jury.
Well,
you need to have all three in the jury.
Right. There's either got to be one of them in the jury or three of them in the jury. But if there's only one of them in the jury, that means they're down to the final two and this game doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah. It just wash away this whole season. So that's why they really needed to take this thing against Julia. Now, they needed to. They needed to.
They very much needed to.
They didn't. They didn't. No. And, you know, we can't change the past.
But the thing is, it really didn't hurt them. I mean, Steve and Johnny Mac are in no worse position they were at the end of Double Eviction than they were before.
True. They're just not in a winning position for the game.
Right. And Vanessa's position is fine. Okay. Because James would have been coming after her anyway. Okay,
Fine so, doesn't win Big Brother.
I absolutely true. That's why I'm so upset because, I mean, I'm sitting there just throwing things at the TV because it was time for them to strike.
Yep. Absolutely. Because Fine doesn't win Big Brother, even though your status hasn't gotten worse or better.
Right. Because
you don't win on that.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you get rid of one Oz twin, okay, then the numbers totally shift. Then everybody goes, including Vanessa.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody goes against the Oz twins.
Yeah.
And even if either, you know, like Liz and Austin, if they remained in one HOH, there's still four other people in the house and you can sit there and figure out how you're going to do it. I mean, you can throw POVs to people depending upon what they are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And as long as Austin or Liz don't win the POV, and even that, if you're on the block, it's a 50-50 chance of going.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that are on your side of the house are deciding it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, once you start to get rid of that, I mean, you can go from a three-person alliance to all three of them out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Really quickly, but if no one takes that first shot, they're going to be in the final four.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, you really can't split two of them up and have one of them because you need to have, like you said, you need to either have one in the jury so that it's only one built-in vote, or you need to have all three.
Yeah.
So anyways, Liz wins the HOH and, she goes in and, you know, she's like, okay, you have to put people up immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately. And it was James, obviously.
Yep.
Johnny Mac. Obviously. Not too much, you know, talk there.
Yeah.
It was pretty easy for her to pull that vote through. We get to the POV. The POV, Brian had a little bit of problem with this one. I liked this one.
I was surprised that this was POV.
The house
guests were able to
practice
this, and they even, and production specifically told Vanessa that she was able to practice this, which really should have let the house guests know that this was a double eviction week because there's no reason in any scenario for her to practice for anything on Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Unless there's an extra HOH competition.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that that was going to actually be the end of the show with a quick HOH.
Mm-hmm.
I thought POV was going to be Clown Shoe.
Clown Shoe or a maze game. Some, they like those maze games where they, for the quick ones where they have to
get them through maze, yeah.
Cause that's what they did the first one. They had the one with the balls they had to get it through, but this time they could have had the tactile one where you had to take it through the maze. So that's another one they like too, or it could have been a Clown Shoe, but I mean, I agree. This felt more like an HOH than a POV, but I did like the game. I thought there was a certain amount of skill to it, even though a lot of them choked. I don't know if it was nerves or it was because, you know, cause when they get to practice, they never get to practice on the actual thing. Right, you always give them a modified version.
Yeah, you know what the idea of the game is, but you don't know exactly what you've got to do. And, you know, you might have, you don't know if you're going to have walls around it or there's not going to be walls. They were thinking that there were going to be holes. They didn't know it was going to be a boomerang. It was just sort of a curved platform. They thought there were going to either be, like stoppers in there, sort of like bumper pool,
mm-hmm.
or there were going to be holes in there where you had to get it far enough down a hole for a number count. So they didn't think it was going to be exactly what this one was. And I got to say, actually, I think the person that had the least advantage was Steve and Johnny Mac.
Yeah.
Cause they both had to go first and they had to roll both balls. I don't understand why they had to roll both balls. I would have done it as a everybody rolls one ball
mm-hmm.
competition and go through like two rounds of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I was, it was one of those games where if you see how people are doing at it, that is how you figure out maybe how you should do it. So it was actually a little bit more unfair, like you said, to Steve and John, because they had no idea what was going on, whereas everybody else got to see two people try it.
Yeah,
the only person who really failed to me was James.
Yeah, because he went last. Didn't he go last?
And then
James was last.
And choked.
Well, he did it the right way. He didn't want to overthrow it so it would go over the end. But he didn't throw it far enough to get it to the top of the top of the curve so the ball would come back down.
Mm-hmm. And frickin' Liz, was it Liz or Julia? Liz. Frickin' Liz.
Oh, it's Julia.
Julia.
Liz won HOH, Julia won POV.
So there you go. No, the twins have it, right? So we know at this point who's going home.
Yeah.
Right? We pretty much know whose fate is sealed. It's obviously James's vote. You know, obviously James's time to go home. He goes home. He has a quick interview with Julie, saying how, you know, oh, you know, I think after 75 days in the house, I think that my shot with Meg is done. I think we're just going to be friends. you know, and, you know, he just wanted to trash the house and it was fun and he had a great time. And
we did forget to talk about the fluff piece this week about James's daughter.
Oh, we did get to learn a little bit about James' daughter. It wasn't really a fluff piece. It was just kind of a conversation.
I guess.
With a couple of pictures.
Yeah.
So James was saying how his daughter was a total oopsie-do. Didn't plan it.
It seemed like
James. He didn't even know until the kid was born.
Yeah, it's just like, went out partying. 9 months later, I get a phone call with the girl I'd partied with. You have a baby girl.
We might want to come to the hospital and see your kid. Wait, what? They said that, oh, yeah, it popped out like, oh, shit. This is James' baby.
Like,
now, if I remember correctly, when they had the little fluff piece on James's buddy back home,
mm-hmm.
I kind of think one of those other buddies was Asian American, too.
Yeah.
So they might be, he might be wanting to do some sort of Jerry Springer paternity test out there. Is it really me or is it my buddy?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, too. James has had been in the military, has this potential kid out of wedlock and has been arrested and in jail. What hasn't this guy done?
Well, and he's been a prison guard.
Yep.
And he's been on both sides of the bars.
And he's a retail associate, which I don't know what that means.
That means he's a clerk at
a
retail
store.
he works at a Macy's.
I worked at a bookstore and I was called a retail associate. I'm like, I'm a book clerk. I sell magazines.
So we don't know who the new HOH is going to be.
No.
We
do.
Well, you know, because you watch the live feeds. But for
I know
the podcast,
everything.
For non-spoilers, we don't know.
We don't know. We'll find out on Sunday's episode.
But we do know this: the house is at the face of things evenly divided at this point.
Mm-hmm.
3-on-3.
Unless the Oz twins win HOH, then it's a 4-on-2.
And statistically though too, since Liz can't play,
yes,
there's
a higher chance.
One
of the other three.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Vanessa, Johnny, or Steve mm-hmm. winning the HOH count.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a higher statistic there, depending on the game. Just mathematically.
It's a music playing game.
It's a Big Brother. It's all math, guys.
Big Brother trombonist.
Yes, I'm the trombonist. So let's do everybody's legitimate favorite segment.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting, though, is when is the if this, then that competition going to happen? Because they needed a host for that. So does that mean that this Wednesday for the POV, we're actually going to see maybe a guest host in the house?
Potentially.
Because they always run that counting game.
Yeah.
I can't remember a season when they haven't had the counting game, but you need, I'm sorry, everyone's in that game.
Mm-hmm.
No host left.
Absolutely.
So who are we bringing back? Are we bringing back to Frankie Grande?
Donnie.
This is what 4 Pop-Tarts looks like. How many Pop-Tarts are in this bathtub?
How many Pop-Tarts make up this? No, how many Pop-Tarts make up this Pop-Tart tractor? This Pop-Tart lawnmower?
I was like, he was a groundskeeper, so how many Pop-Tarts are in this wheelbarrow? That's what I was
See, about. But I thought you could just build a lawnmower out of Pop-Tarts.
Oh, you're silly.
All right, let's go to everybody's legitimate favorite segment here on our show, Big Brother. Cheers and cheers! All right, I have a feeling I know what your jeer is, but let's go with your cheer for this week, Big Brother.
My cheer actually this week does have to go to Liz. She won.
She won
a POV last week, right? And then she won the HOH and the double eviction on something that's a very hard, what I thought was a hard competition. I got hardly any of those right. So, and since no one else played the game this week, except for Vanessa, then my cheer goes out to Liz.
Nice. Nicely done.
I'll begrudgingly give it to Liz.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling I know what your jeer is, but let's make it official.
I know. My jeer is to Johnny Mac. All I kept saying is they're dead to me. They're dead to me. Fuck them. I hope they're the next ones out.
So oh, no.
Let them go. I hope they're both gone now. Steve, you got to go. Because, Steve, you know this game. You know when it's time to flip the house. And this is the week to flip the house. So I don't even want to get my blood boiling because it's just not good.
Not good. Not good.
I just want to see somebody play the game this week. I mean, no one plays it.
Yeah.
So we have absolutely no idea what Vanessa's game really is. Is this emotional stuff? Because we don't see any DRs from her.
Yeah.
So we have no idea what her strategy is.
I don't know if she's really this crazy or if that's the
Yeah, best. I mean, does she really think that if you just disagree with the way she plays the game that's an insult and she should be getting mad and you're a target? Is that what she really thinks? I mean, because you got to look at it. I mean, she studied game theory, so for her, everything is strategy. For James, it's like, oh, fuck it, I'm in power, I'm going after you, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going right after you, because that's the way I do it. And then when you go after me, I'm going to try to get off the block. But other than that, I'm going to sleep in the room with Meg.
Yeah, well, he said in his interview with Julie Chen that he went, you know, military route, saying out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
If I'm not doing anything, I'm not going to be your target, you know? So, I mean, that was his strategy there. I don't know. I just don't know. I heard rumor that Vanessa was on another reality TV show and was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Perhaps.
Anywho, those are our cheers and jeers, and they are Final. All right. Ready, Brian?
Yeah.
Ta-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
3-week vacation in the middle of Big Brother.
Yeah. So we have two from number one fan, Patrick.
Just like Meg.
She took longer than a 3-week vacation.
Yeah. Two from number one fan, Patrick. One says, after last night, I think I'm done. There were several opportunities to flip the house, and no one even considered them. I'm done. Then he says, just send Johnny Mac to my bedroom where he, when he gets booted again. Hashtag opportunist.
You know, Johnny Mac is kind of cute.
I would totally bone Johnny Mac.
Hey, lady.
I would totally bone Johnny Mac. I mean...
You would bone Johnny Mac.
I would let Johnny Mac bone me.
I would bone Johnny Mac, too. I mean, he's a good looking...
Even with his back hair, Big Brother Mike?
Yeah. Well, that's true. I would see him from the back.
We learned a little something about Big Brother Mike today.
No, but I said, as I'm watching him, like, on, if you, you know, like, go to, you know, spoiler sites and update sites and stuff, and they just have a picture of him all by himself.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking guy.
He is a very good-looking
guy. Even Steve. Steve doesn't look, and then now he's got that little beard in there.
Yeah, he doesn't look as bad. The haircut fits him well, too.
The best thing Vanessa's done in the house is give him that haircut, because that looks really good on him.
Yeah. But no, I would let Johnny Mac, do some dirty things. I think he's very cute, even with the back hair. Obviously, I don't have any.
I have no problem with back hair.
I don't want to say I don't have a problem with back hair.
After 9.5 years, you better not.
I'm not going to say I don't have a problem with back hair because it's still pretty gross, no matter which way you try and bend it. However,
watch where you step, woman.
However, it's not a deal breaker.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but there's
obviously.
There's a little furry Johnny Mac back hair, and then there's, like, monkey back hair.
Yeah, so, I know.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know.
Dead to me, Big Brother Mike. You're dead to me.
It's a matter of degree.
I don't know what that noise was I just made. But no,
That was the noise of dead air.
But no, I don't think I would date Johnny Mac, though. I think he would be a terrible boyfriend. He's very honest and just kind of goes, well, okay, like,
it's over.
It's not me, it's you.
Never really liked you.
Yeah.
Tired of buying you meals.
Your use is over.
You don't floss.
But yeah, it's.
But what about Austin? You know, he's a.
He looks like Bob Saget with a beard. I would never say Austin.
He's like a wrestler, and you know.
He does have the tattoos. He is a wrestler, but he's too big. He's too tall and too big. His tattoos are ugly, so he doesn't even get the tattoos. His tattoos are way ugly. And again, if look at him, Big Brother Mike. You next time Austin's on TV, you watch him. He looks like Bob Saget with a beard.
Oh, no, I understand. But the weird thing is, I was watching the live feeds yesterday, and Liz and Austin were in bed, and he had his arm around her, and then he put his hand down on the side of bed, and he had like his index finger sticking out, and all that happened is the camera panned down and just like zoomed in on his hand and then zoomed back out. And I'm just saying, I don't know. Why are they zooming in on Austin's hands?
Don't play coy.
Too busy finger blasting her.
The big hands. It was funny. Go watch Will Hauser's BB17, the saga. I think it's episode 9 or 10.
I haven't seen the new one yet. I'll have to go watch it. But yeah, I would be friends with Austin. I wouldn't let Austin get naked with me, and I wouldn't date Austin. I would be friends with Johnny Mac. I would let Johnny Mac bone me, but I don't think I would date Johnny Mac. But maybe. I mean, he's a dentist. He's got money.
Okay, well, what about Vanessa?
I wouldn't swing for Vanessa.
Okay.
I would swing for Kristen Bell. I wouldn't switch teams for Vanessa.
What about like a threesome with the twins?
No, I don't find them attractive at all, even if I went that way. I can't stand the way they talk.
And aren't they like little mouse girls?
I don't know what it is.
Like voles.
Voles?
Voles.
You look like a vole. Why do you always gotta look like a vole? God.
God, you're such a whore.
I would just be like, no, I don't want to be friends with the twins. I definitely don't want to get naked with the twins, and I definitely don't want to date the twins.
Austin's walking around all day sniffing his finger.
Is he really, though?
I don't know.
He seems kind of...
He scratched his chest yesterday and then smelled his fingers. Because that's how much nothing was going on at that point in the day. And a camera. They had two of the four cameras on Austin, one a close and one a wide shot. And he was, like, put his hand under his shirt and was scratching his chest. And then...
Wait, he was wearing a shirt?
Yeah, he was wearing a shirt.
He was wearing a shirt and it wasn't a live taping day? Oh, my God.
He had a wife beater on.
Come on. You guys will sniff your fingers. Don't act like you don't.
But I'm just saying, you don't do that.
Sniff my fingers all the time. You know, the other day, I was itching my ear.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I pulled on my earlobe, and, like, my little, like, earring hole, I guess, had, like,
a little bit of dry skin in it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I got that out, and then I smelled my fingers.
It smelled awful, didn't it? I did the same thing, like, 2 weeks ago. It was just, like, where the lobe connects to your neck.
Yes.
And it was a little dry, and I was like, oh, let's get that out of there. And then I just inadvertently, like, went to, like, scratch, like, under my nose, and I smelled how bad my finger was. I'm like, what the hell? And so I legitimately sniffed all my other fingers, and it was just the one that got that dry skin off of my earlobe.
Well, as I get older, I really should have that prostate exam, but I haven't. So in lieu of that, what I will do is I will sniff different parts of my body, because you got to know that if your body smell changes, there could be something happening there. So, you know, you got to sniff different parts of your body just to make sure there's a consistency of stank.
Well, as soon as I turn 40, I'm going to get a new doctor who's a small Asian woman for prostate exams only. That's the only reason.
Purely for prostate.
Just make that easier for myself.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe.
I can't believe we had that same experience in the same week.
And then I just told it on the show.
We're gross together. Gross, I love you, baby.
Do you sniff your pet's feet?
My pet's feet? No. Yes.
Those walk around in a poo box. We have cats.
Well, I have two cats and a dog, but I sniff my cat's feet.
No,
it's weird. It's weird.
I won't sniff it, but I'll kiss it. Which is worse.
Because it's weird, because our old dog, Chandler, his feet used to smell like caramel corn. But Molly's feet now smell like caramel corn.
I think it's something you're feeding them, Mike.
I don't know. My feet don't smell like caramel corn.
You don't eat as much caramel corn as the dogs do, apparently.
I guess, but it's just weird. It's weird.
Just funny.
Sometimes research assistant Logan Pants will meow, like, right in my face. That stinks.
Yeah, that cat's got some bad breath.
And we just got his teeth cleaned, too.
What a jerk. Well, if you have anything to add about how your fingers smell bad or the scent of your pet's feet, go ahead and email us, podcast@notmakefriends.com.
Or just go ahead and tweet it to us. Our Twitter handle is @notmakefriends.
You can always check out our website, notmakefriends.com.
Or go on Facebook, facebook.com/notmakefriends.
Hurrah!
Hooray! So we'll be back. Subscribe on iTunes so that next week our episode comes straight to your iTunes or your Stitcher or your...
Yeah, you have like a billion podcast pickle. Things to do. Oh, I forgot all about Podcast Pickle.
Shut up.
That's a real thing.
I know, I'm not even making it up.
Podcast Pickle is good because they actually do keep up with always like taking our new shows onto it too. It's a good podcast
People
catcher.
Listen to us on Stitcher and I just keep being like, fuck Stitcher.
I know.
I don't like their app. I tried it on my phone. I tried to do it for Art of Wrestling, and I don't like the way the interface. I just don't like it.
You don't like the interface?
No.
Stitcher? Yeah, I never used it. I remember when I was like, hey, we can put you on Stitcher. And I said, sure. But I never really checked out Stitcher.
Oh, yeah,
like,
our apps are up there.
Well, good. And they update on time and stuff. Like, that's pretty rad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I want to say, hey, Jadarok, if you checked out the podcast from the Big Brother Reddit, thank you. Because they were looking for a good Big Brother podcast, and I said, check out Not Make Here the McFriends. I do it with my wife and a buddy. So they said they were going to check it out. So I hope you did, and I hope you enjoyed it, Jadarok.
I hope the discussions about body smells wasn't...
I hope that's what makes you stay.
You know, come for the Big Brother. Stay for the weird talk about how your fingers smell. How do your fingers smell?
Today they smell like pizza.
Yeah, I just ate some
pizza.
I ate some pepperoni pizza. We eat a lot of pizza. Someone at the office was like, you guys eat a lot of pizza. And I'm like, shut up, you eat a lot of pizza.
But isn't pizza the perfect food, though?
One of them.
It's close. I mean, I like sandwiches.
But, I mean, pizza, it's got the vegetables on it. It's got dairy on it. It's got grains. It could have meat on it. It is the perfect food.
If that's your definition of perfect food, then yes.
And that's why Jesus gave it to us.
No, that Jesus.
All right. Well,
he invented pizza.
He showed up at the wedding with one can of cola and only a 30-pack of pizza rolls. And yet, he was able to feed everybody.
He came in with one $5 ready-to-go Little Caesars pizza.
And
he
yet,
even
everybody
knows.
Had a slice.
He even splurged and got the pizza, the pretzel roll.
The pretzel
pizza.
Roll. Ooh.
Jesus is the best.
Oh my God, Jesus is great.
Oh, shut up.
What about Donald Trump? We've got a little time left. We're not even at the hour point. So we never go under an hour.
We just did. Let's not talk about Donald Trump because that, that makes me mad.
Dude.
He's like winning the polls.
Why, are you a Republican? Do you care? You want him to win the poll.
I know, because it's going to be...
Because otherwise, how else will Barack Obama be able to, like, enact martial law and have a third term as president? And his lawlessness. His total disregard for the Constitution and the Bible. Need Donald Trump.
Ugh.
Otherwise, that won't come true.
The only thing about that bothers me about Donald Trump is people keep saying, well, he's just saying what we're thinking. I'm like,
I'm
you
not
think
thinking
like
that?
Well, that's the scary part. I told you, America's a scary place.
That's why it makes me upset. It makes me upset that there is, I mean, yes, it's kind of like taking Meg to the final two, right? You want Donald Trump in there. You want Donald Trump. He's Meg. You want
either
Donald
Bernie
Trump
Sanders
there.
Or Hillary Clinton wants to be running against Donald Trump.
Yeah, so you have that, which is great. But at the same time, like I said, it just shows how Americans are thinking and how he's winning so over. He is so over. He's not even getting heel heat. He's getting legit babyface heat from the Republicans. Getting the babyface cheers from the Republicans. He's not even getting heel heat.
No.
I mean, Lincoln Chafee would win against Donald Trump. Who you say?
Pretty sure Jeffrey Dahmer could win against Donald Trump. And no, I didn't know who that was. Who was that?
Lincoln Chafee is also running as in the Democratic Party for president.
Oh, I'm sorry. My vote's going to go to D's Nuts. That's where my vote's going.
D's Nuts.
My vote's going to D's Nuts.
It's crazy because, you know.
Is there a cat running? Can we have a cat run for president?
One time Morris the Cat ran, and he did secure a lot of votes.
I would.
But remember, all podcasts matter.
All right. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll be back next weekend with another episode talking about Big Brother. Hopefully.
Oh, but and I guess next week will be the final, like, regular week.
Yeah.
Because we still have to get rid of three house guests before, before the final show. They've already announced what next week's schedule is. It's just the standard week. So we're probably looking at not a double eviction the following week. But then with football in it, it's probably going to be a Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday episode with the live eviction, coming on Wednesday. Then they will, cause there's always like 2 days during the year when they bring the feeds down.
Uh-huh.
So that would probably be between Wednesday and Friday night when they'll bring the feeds down. So people don't know who got into the final three.
Uh-huh.
It's all after the end of the CBS show, but that's what we've got looking That's what we're looking forward to.
Absolutely. So we'll be back, and we'll be covering more Big Brother. My heart is with Johnny Mac and Steve. I want to see them.
Me too.
I want Johnny Mac. I want Johnny Mac all over all the morning talk shows. Hello. I want him everywhere.
Yeah.
I want a Johnny Mac lunch pail. And when I open the thermos, it just goes, "What do you want?"
Hey, lady.
But yeah, I really like Johnny Mac. I want to be friends with him very badly.
He would be cool to hang out with.
He would be
Who are our picks at the beginning of the year? I don't remember.
I'll go back and review it. I remember that mine was Audrey. Okay. So I think I'm the big loser this year, actually. Mm-hmm. I think my pick went absolutely first.
I forget which one I ended up going with, both, Austin or Johnny Mac, because we both wanted
Austin, and then we decided we couldn't, and so then I picked Audrey, and I think instead of sticking with Austin, you went to Johnny Mac. I can't remember at all who Big Brother Mike picked. Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I'll have to go.
Did you pick Vanessa?
I'm thinking it might have been Vanessa, but I'm not sure.
Well, you two are still in it.
You know, in our Big Brother
the pool.
Pool that we have with fan Steve and his friends and family, Brian is in number one. I am in second. I don't know if they're going to invite us to play again next year. I mean, there's no way you could know. You're just blindly picking who gets evicted each week.
Yeah, before you even
really know.
Like after the first episode, but mm-hmm. before anything else. Yeah.
So, but Brian is first. I am second. I believe Steve is third.
And I didn't even cheat because we got ours in late, and I didn't even say Jace went home first, even though the writing was on the wall that Jace would go home mm-hmm. first. I put Jace down second because I was just figuring the odds. But, yeah, Allison did not care.
I didn't care. I put Jace down first, but I also had about a little bit before midway through, I just had a string of ladies go home.
All the girls going.
I just had all the girls go home.
One of the things that hurt me is I had Jeff making it a lot later than he did.
I had Clay making it a lot longer than he did. But yeah,
Jeff, so like poster boy for the Olympics, standing their team. Noticed that the intro of every Big Brother, he's just standing there like waving his arms back and forth, like hanging down to his knees, like, "I'm Jeff." Like everybody else, like jumping or smiling, or like Steve even pushes his glasses up and then laughs about it. Jeff is just like,
"That was only amazing, right?"
Yeah.
Come on, but the thing is, the sad part is like on the commercial for the CBS live feeds, they've got the little Steve cut up that says, "You know you want to play."
No, it's you know you want to watch.
Don't you should be playing?
It says, "You know you want to watch."
Oh. Well, we don't want to watch. I thought it said, no, that's
live. No, you want to watch.
Yeah, not when it's boring.
All day, baby. Our friend Matt.
That's the Matt Hunt.
All day, baby.
All day. All right, everybody, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Have a great rest of your finger-sniffing week.
Gross.
If we'd run a race, we'd be slow like a snail. And if we were bare feet, we'd find a rusty nail. If we tried to tell the truth, we'd be telling tall tales. Everything we try to do, we fail. Let's mess it up, let's mess it up.
Sometimes elevators have funny smells.
There was a guy that lived in
Ever
our old unit.
Button?
Not a button, but there was a guy who lived in our old building that he stank so badly we called him Frankenstank.
I also call him Solomon Grungy.
I thought it was Stankenstein.
It's Frankenstank. And if he was in the elevator, you didn't have to see him. You smelled him.
Yeah, you would get on the elevator, and if he'd used it in the last, like, hour, you would immediately get off at the next.
Because it holds in the stink.
Yeah.
It's just like a big stink chamber that moves.
It's a stink sponge.